dollars on the day for Hazara. Before we continue on with the discussing now how to reconcile the theater between the two Brises in terms of Odom or Odom, we said yesterday we saw the answer is that the first Brisa, which says that you are allowed to you're not allowed to use an Odom to fix up the sukkah, that's, yes, it's talking about the third wall, but it's talking about when it's Lada, when the person knows that that's why you're putting in there. The second Brisa, which says you are allowed to use an Odom, is also talking about the third wall, as Rashi explains, Kedisha Yichav Yishtah V'yoshim. Pashtus is, we are talking about Mitzad Hilchot Sukkah, that is definitely the Pashtus. And therefore we are talking about the third wall, as opposed to the Sefer of the Brisa, which was talking about the decade in the fourth wall. So why is it allowed? The answer is, it's Shalei Lada. Okay. And Rashi, in fact, already say now, Rashi already says the Pshat in that is, Dein Derech Pinyin Mekach. It's not Derech Boina if a person doesn't even know that he's actually being Boina. We'll come back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in just a few minutes. I just want to add one Nekuda, which somewhat links with what we're saying here. And that is on Mem Dana Domedada, something which I think I forgot to mention in the Chazara. We did mention in the original Shir, but I think I can make it a little bit better now. And that is like this, that when the question was initially put to Rava, let's say, to Rav Chista, to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that are you really allowed to use an Odom to make these mechitzas? Remember that was the story, Nehemiah had gone outside of the Tchon, and Rav Chista was instructed to make mechitzas using people. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he challenged that psak. That came from Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, he challenges the psak. And he says, because this brisa, it says in the brisa, if not all day brisa, if the third wall collapsed of the sukkah, don't put there the odom, the behema, the kelim, the yamis, and also the yitzchok bar mitzvah, don't put the bed there. Now, Rashi, over there, on Memdalad Omedadas, the second wide, the second narrow line, says, well, they use go for Samita, and Rashi says, Peshat is, you've got this bed in the Sukkah, she used to have a Sukkah, can I get up here? So don't put that bed which you got in the Sukkah, don't put it where the breach is. The other Gavdil Mechzi Kabinyan, says Rashi over there, even though it doesn't look like Binyan, says, don't make a miscarriage in the Panis, we're mocking a Sukkah. It looks like you're just trying to clear space in the sukkah. I feel hockey even so also it's a limit. Let's just pause there for a second. What does Rashi want? I think there, that part of Rashi is clear. The Rashi is troubled. You already told me you don't put an Odom there. Fine. You don't put a behemoth there. You don't put Kalim there. Now, once you told me Kalim, why do you need to tell me a mitzvah? What are you adding with a mitzvah over the case of Kalim? A mitzvah is a kli. But that's why Rashi comes along and says, no. The mitzvah is talking about a mitzvah which is ready in the sukkah, and it's taking up a lot of space. And therefore, over there, there's an added chiddush. You may have said that it doesn't look like boina. It doesn't look like you're trying to fix up the sukkah. It looks like you're just also trying to clear space in the sukkah. And therefore, you may have thought that should be permitted. Kamash malon, but it's not. Because there is mashma, if you look at the chiddush, the iri is also mashma, that's what's going on in there. But then Rashi goes on, and Rashi says, "V'kosher la'anoch d'shoru la'afis mechitza," and it's difficult for those who are allowed one to make a mechitza, so b'nei odom, of people, the Shabbos on Shabbos. And we said at the time, it's mashma a little bit from Rashi, that the question is actually coming off this case of the bed. Now, I would have said the question is from the fact that it says in the Brisa very clearly, black and white, if not all day for not, lo yam is bo odom. Finish. You're not allowed to put an odom there. Do you see, putting an odom there is an issue making a mechitza on Shabbos. From the flow of Rashi, it's either Rashi to the put this, the kosher, following his explanation of the Yisko, makes it sound a little bit like the question is coming off of the Yisko for Hashem Mitzvah. And we asked why. Anyone got any suggestions? You could say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Rashi's just explaining the last part of the Bible, he explains because he wants to know what the Yisko for Hashem Mitzvah is. But the fact that he doesn't say anywhere, Rashi hasn't even talked about Odom there, it sounds almost like it's coming from the Yisko. Go on, somebody was about to say something.
Yeah, no, I may have said it at the time, I think because with the mitzvah, it doesn't even look like vineyard when you're that answer. When you've got people standing to make mechitza, it looks more like vineyard, so how much more
search? So we're not looking for an even more search. The ratio says before
us.
It says, Le'yamid Ba'odom, and finished.
Could
it be that the Odom is already standing there, like the Mito is already standing there?
What do you mean?
So it's definitely Shalobadas. It's not, he's there and you want to use him as a reason for you to be able to eat in the sukkah, have a, you know, because it's there was mechitzas there. Just like the mitzvah is already in the sukkah. Just like the mitzvah is already in the sukkah, we're talking about an odom who's already in the sukkah.
And therefore,
even that doesn't work.
But again, why does the question have to come off Lo Yizko for Hashem Mitzvah?
Because
it says very clearly in the Brisa, Lo Yamid Bo Odom. That's the case we're dealing with. We're dealing with Odom. And it says in the Brisa, the Yamid Bo Odom, finished.
Yeah, but it's not Odom like you would go out and find somebody to come and stand there. It's Odom who is kind of already visiting the sukkah or in the sukkah or in that position.
But again, what do I need that for?
Well, you're saying why this
I thought you meant something else which was closer. The portion of Shat is, it could be the two parts of Rashi. First one is he's just explaining what the Chiddush on Bnei Yizkor by Samito. Full stop, now I've explained that. Now, we finished with the Baita, we've got a Kasha. But Evachim is from the Reisha. But the flow is not mashma like that. I think that maybe the answer is like that. I think it's just similar to what we said at the time. I think I can just make it a little bit better. We learned over the page just now, then Dalad Omid Beis, we said that the case of the first price, I know this is already the answer, but we said the first price which does not allow you to use an Odom is because it's Lodas. The second price which does allow you to use an Odom is Shaloi Lodas. In the case of Nehemiah, is it Lodas or is it Shaloi Lodas? Otherwise we're going to discuss this in the coming Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The people who were making the mechitza in the case of Nehemiah, it was Ladas or Shalei Ladas? Shalei Ladas. Well, brother, the Gemara is about to say that. We haven't actually read that in Chazoria, but we know Shalei Ladas. The Rabbeinu Yonason says, what does it mean Shalei Ladas? Well, how do you get people there? The answer is, these people are there anyway. Why? Because when they hear about the plight of Nehemiah, they go out, number one, to see this wonder, this person who's been so far missing his learning. Now he's stuck outside. People wanted to see it with their own eyes. What's going on? You know, this is the latest news in town. And number two, to try and comfort him. He's bizarre, so he went out to comfort him. I was on the Rabbi Yehuda. They weren't that posh for that. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonason says that already in the Maskono. But even before we get to the Maskono, it's very messed up there. That's what we're talking about. Why are there people there? Because people are better, the Kofim, or whatever it may be. Oy vazoy, if you were to only ask me from the ratio, I'd say it's not a question. You're saying, state in Brisa, if not on Brisa, if the wall of the sukkah collapses, you can't ask a person to stand there. Right, you can't have a person stand there. So how can we do it in the case of the chedya? I'll tell you, poshut. This is a major chiluk. Before we go on to ladash, even without that, in the case of the sukkah, it's machzik opinion. It looks like boina. Why? Because I've got a breach there. My sukkah's no good. And you've got a guy who's standing in the breach. It's fixing up the sukkah. No, that's machzik boina. Masha Enkin, in the case of Nehemiah, it doesn't look like Baina. Because the people who are making the Mechita there, they're going out for a completely different purpose. Meaning to say, in the case of the Sukkah, the guy doesn't have a particular purpose why he's standing in that breach. Do you think he just said, why is he standing there? Mechita Baina. Masha Enkin over here, when I look, my first thought is, I don't think, Mechitza. I don't think that. My first thought is, these people are looking after Nehemiah. That's what it looks like. When I see Lubelski with the Talmid in there, I don't think, Mechitza. It doesn't look anything like a Mechitza. It looks like Talmid were listening to their Rebbe. The case in the Gemara and the Talmud on the base, same thing. It looks like the Talmid are just falling over after Shir. That's not Mechitza Baina Bechlal. Forget Ladaf, Shalei Ladaf. That's already the next stage in the Gemara. I don't know whether it's Ladaf, whether it's Shalei Ladaf. What does it look like? Ladaf, Shalei Ladaf is to do with the people who are actually making the Mechitza. I'm not talking about what does it look like to the onlooker. In the case of the Sukkah, I see a breach. I see a guy standing there. I see a guy sitting in the Sukkah eating. To me, that looks more like Baina. Why is he standing cooked there? I don't see a reason why he's standing there and not somewhere else. It looks like Boina. It's in the breach. Now, Shankin over here, I don't think Boina. I look at the people and I say, they're all looking at there's a big commotion there because they want to see what's going on. They've gone out to comfort him. It doesn't look like Boina, Bechlal. So that's why Rashi said, but look at the Sefer. In the case of the bed, does that look like Boina? Bechlal not. Because it's completely normal. When you want to create room in the sukkah, you go into most people's sukkah, right? What do we do in our sukkah? The mattresses are in there at night. When it comes to the day, either we move the mattresses out or you move off to the side. That's perfectly normal. You want space in the sukkah to be able to sit down and eat. Even if there wasn't a breach, I'd put the thing there. The chal doesn't resemble, it's not mechzi kabayna. And you see, that doesn't help you. So the fact that it's not mechzi kabayna is only my level of knowledge. So therefore, now I've got a question. Since the Bryson said you're not allowed to ask a person to stand there, you can't put a person there, ask him, not ask him, but you can't have a person there. And I see from the safe of the Bryson that whether it's mechzi kabayna or ain't not mechzi kabayna is only my level of knowledge. So, if I'm going, in the case of Nehemiah, how can you make a mechitza with people there? Don't tell me people is not a mechitza. It's not an issel mechitza, I should say, because the price says it is an issel of making a mechitza. Don't tell me that's only because it's mechzi kabayna. You see, from the state of the price, the mechzi kabayna ain't a mechzi kabayna is lemaida velemaided. That's why Rashi had to bring in the safe to do with the case of the bed. Is that clear?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now back to our sugya. Back to them dollars on the base. So now, as I said, that was to do with Mechzi Kabayna, Lo Mechzi Kabayna. Don't confuse that with Lodas and Shalei Lodas. I just brought what the Rabbeinu Yonason mentioned, the Gabi Shalei Lodas. He thinks, so what are they doing there? And he said, because that's arrogant, the commotion ought to comfort him. We can use that to explain the Rashi on the previous page. That's all I'm using that for. But now let's go back to our the closing part of the sugya there. And the Gemara says again, let's go from the top and then down on the base. Elo Odom HaOdom Kasha. What do we do with Odom on Odom? No problem. Odom HaOdom HaMila Kasha. Odom on Odom is not the Kasha either. Kanadas Kansha Lidodah. The first life is talking about when the person, the people who are fixing up the sukkah, right, they're standing in the breach, they know that's what they're doing. And the second life is talking about when they don't know about it. So the Gemara asks, let's just follow the street to the two dots first, and then we'll speak a little bit about this. We assume, at least, in the case of Rabbi Nechemi, B'reid Rabbi Chani Loi, was Ladaf. You may well ask, why would it be Ladaf? Either because that's just what we assume, but also remember, because we're assuming that Rav Chista was part of the Mechitza. That's what we're about to ask in a second. Right? So therefore, the Mechitza is Ladaf. Basically, what this means to say is that this. We're going to see from the Gemara and the Me'iri is Medayik it. And if even one person knows, it's a problem. If even one person in your Mechitza knows, it can be a problem. So, Ayvazoi, since the Gemara is assuming that Rav Chista is in the Mechitza, so the Gemara asks, very good. Surely, the case of Rabbi Nechemia was Lodaf. Because we know for a fact Rav Chista was Lodaf, so the others, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, I don't know. But this was the case of Lodaf, to which the Gemara answers, no, it wasn't. Shalom Edaf Havah. The people of the Mechitza didn't know that's why they were there. So the Gemara says, but, like I said, Rav Chista was Lodaf Havah, Rav Chista at least was Lodaf, says to me, you see, even one person is a problem. So, like I said, it was Midas, don't tell it Shalom Edaf. Which the Gemara answers, no, it was Shalem Edaf, and Rav Chista Shalem Edaf Minyan Havo. Rav Chista was not one of the people standing in the Mechitza. He was just the one orchestrating everything to get Nechemia back inside. Yeah, clear?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, so now, what is the problem, or what is the difference whether it's Midas or Shalem Edaf? We saw three different shots in the Rishonim. The shot number one is Rashi. Rashi says, Shaloi Lodas, his lotion is, Shaloi Lodas, is Muta, right? Muta, Dimashim Asiyat Ayah, Lekha, Lemeima, you got no problem with Asiyat Ayah, why? The Ein Derech Binyan Bekach. Right? There's no Derech Binyan. But if you put a kli there, there is derech binyan. Look up there, Mishnah also, etc. So you see from Rashi, and the Ritva is clearly understood Rashi like this, and I think the Gaon Yaakov understood Rashi like this, that the Peshat is, and we said it's a wichtiger yesod in the Melacha of Boina. You can have Boina, which is Boina, but it's Dabar Shalem, you know, Dabar Shalem is coming, for example. You're doing Boina, but you're trying to do something else, and this happens, it wasn't the Sigresha, fine, all these sort of things. But there's something else, and that is where the person is completely oblivious to his act of Boina. If a person is completely oblivious to his act of Boina, that's not Boina. Dabar Shalem is coming. That's not Boina at all. Because Das is intrinsic to the very essence of the Melacha of Boina. Boina by definition means that there's a plan. There's an intent. I know what I'm doing. That's the definition of Boina. Boina without Das is not Boina. It's not a Derech Binyan. It's not normal. And therefore, not only is it Mutar Midaraita, it's Mutar Afilu Midarabonu.
When we say Boina Midas, is it considered as an opinion? Is that because it's a Melechus Machshebes, like every Melech on Shabbos? Or is it a different
idea? No, I don't think it's Alf Melechus Machshebes. Because if it was Alf Melechus Machshebes, it would probably still be Alf Midarabonu.
Okay.
This is more intrinsic to the very essence of the malacha.
It's a special kind, I tell you, it's a bit like this,
for example. The malacha of mechatech. It's not any act of cutting. It's only when it's precision. When you cut in a very, very specific point, that's the malacha of mechatech. You can do exactly the same action, but one is, it just happened to be there, and one is, though it had to be there. One is mechatech and one's not. And in fact, I'll take it even further. Let's say, you know, you've got yogurt pots. You know, the yogurt pots which come in packs of, I don't know, 4, 6, whatever it is. So the way they do it, it's got some sort of, I don't know if it's serrated lines there, so you can easily snap it. Are you allowed to snap those on Shabbos or not? You know, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yes. I suspect not, given what you said.
The answer is, as Israel, I'm sure, would say, Machlokes. And he'd be right. On all these sort of things, Rabbi Yashin says it's Malacha of Mechatech, because he's cutting in a very specific point. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's not. They've done it for ease. But to me, I couldn't care less whether it snaps there, where it snaps jagged. What difference? I'm just eating the yogurt.
What about a tea bag? I know it's not much here, but if it doesn't snap on the, you know, two tea bags connected, it doesn't snap on the serrated edge, then you'll tear your bag and you'll have the tea will come out.
You're asking two tea bags which are connected, if it didn't cut on the serrated edge. Again, if it didn't cut there, what would happen? The contents would start spilling out?
Yeah, I think so.
Or there's room?
I'm not sure. There might be room, I'm not sure.
It may depend on that.
Yeah.
There it's more likely to be mechatech by the sounds of things. You know, for example, let's say toilet paper. Same thing. To cut it in the serrated thing. Even the pashtus is there, it's mechatech, because there people want it, it's not just for the purposes of ease, there because it's got, it's a standardized size or whatever it is, but these are the sort of things of mechatech. What you see is a game. You see that because it's specific, it's with purpose, it's with intent for a specific size, whatever it is, there's a plan behind it, that's the definition of mechatech. If that doesn't exist, take the Shlomo Zalman, for example, I'm going to break these yogurt pots. It's a very specific cut. It is a very specific cut. But if it doesn't bother me, says the Shlomo Zalman, that is not the Malacha Mechatech. The search over here, bringing it by definition, if there isn't das, if there isn't a plan behind it, there isn't a person's das behind it, that's not bringing it. That's not the Derech opinion. It's Nishmal now to do Bainah. Not even like Chmach Sheveth. Leave Shabbos out of it. It's not normal. You wouldn't want a builder doing something without a plan.
Can I just ask, would you be suggesting that the toilet paper, if you cut it between the perforations, approximately in the middle of one of those, that would be perfectly acceptable on Shabbos?
It wouldn't be acceptable. Mr. Supreme is asking, what about with toilet paper if you were to cut it in between? And the answer is, it's not acceptable, but it's not mechatech. It would be melacha de'rabanan, right? It would be a melacha de'rabanan, because again, it's not echal nefshi, it's not like opening, destroying a bag or something, you know, with food and things like that. But this is exactly the point. If let's say a person was in, you know, there wasn't any cut toilet paper or something like that, the police can say a person should, if necessary, if absolutely necessary because of COVID abrias, to cut it in between, like you're saying, in between the perforation. And ideally, even with the shinui as well. But the main thing is exactly that you're saying, not on the perforation. Because if you cut on the perforation, that's going to be a lot of deraisa. And the right to cover the abrias, we can't be mocked at that. But if you cut it between the preparations, 100% of that, that's not machatis.
Thank you.
Yep. So, yeah, a very important application the Pesukim speak about. I believe that Rabbi Vadia is more makel if it happens, but if I'm not mistaken, I think even with preparation, but I don't want to misquote, it's just from memory. He has a more, if I'm not mistaken, a more lenient approach, but again, I don't know the details, so I don't want to say anything. But most, I think, take on, as I said, do it in between, you know, try and do it with a shinery, and that's the way around it in order to make it into a Durabonon. Fine. That's the Mahalik Lafi Rashi. That's the Mahalik Lafi Rashi. And we said according to Rashi, in fact, let's get the different Mahalikim set up and then we can talk about the different documents that Rashi that comes out between them. That's Rashi. Okay. Then we have, because I'm just thinking a second. Yeah, okay. Next Mahalik is that of Rabbeinu Yonason. Now Rabbeinu Yonason doesn't say anything about Berach Binyan, he doesn't talk about anything to do with that. All he says is, we know there's a klal that if a person, a mechitza is made on Shabbos, if it's made to Shegeg, you can use it, bein l'chol bein l'chomer. If it's made to Mezid, so then, make our dinner, mechitza is there. Did you make a Rosh Hashayachid? Is it Rosh Hashayachid? We can't deny the material, so there's a Rosh Hashayachid now. However, you know what? If those mechitzas were made by Mezid, the Chumra will work. And if somebody were to throw something from the Rosh Hashayachid into there, it would be Chai V'chatzel. But, you know what I have to carry down the Dhamma said? Because, number one, call it, put a knaf, however you want to put it. Right? Now, the question over here is, well, what exactly does that mean? I can understand if a person builds a mechitza on Shabbos. If he did it for Mezid, but therefore, since it was created for Isha, therefore Chazal said, The Qumra it is good. But over here, no, not offshore. If let's say he holds like Rashi, that was created the Issa, that I know is a brainer, then why do I have to come on to this thing about that since it was amazing, therefore it's all of a chidza? You're not allowed to do it because when it's Lodaf, it's Derech Brainer, it's a Malacha. And when it's Shiloh Lodaf, do you know why it's allowed? Not because it's Shegeg. No, because at the end of the day, there's no Malacha. It ain't Derech Binyan Mekach. The Elamai, he's not going with Rashi. The fact that he's come with a different thing, he's not going with Rashi. If there's no Bona here, then what's the problem if it was done with Mezid? What's going on over here? So we said, anyone remember what we said?
Sorry, could you repeat?
Yeah. The Rabbeinu Yonason, to quote, let me quote you as Loshen, if I can see it here. He says, yeah. V'hanol d'avdinon minayu mechitza. These people who we make the mechitza with them, but you know, we need shaloi yagishim b'dov haklom, that they shouldn't realize at all. Shaloi yedu shem Hashem mechitza is odom mesim oisom shom. They shouldn't realize that they're being put there the shit because of the mechitza. The mechitza shenasi is the shegeg, is then it will be a mechitza which was formed the shegeg. The havi mechitza, then it's a mechitza afilu lohakel even to be makel. It's also tell out carry. She'im yagishu b'dov, because if they were to realize what's going on, of your Nazis belated, then it will be a mechitza which has been made belated, but now the mechitza el lachme, and it would only be considered to be a mechitza lechumra. You'd say that somebody throws in there, and it's just a lot of the circle, it's kind of a little double achay kalam. So I'm asking you like this. Normal, I can understand. If a person goes and builds a mechitza, the isha, it involves the halacha. The Chazal said, if you did it belated, we'll put a kanaf, and we'll say you can only use the mechitza, it's only effective the chumrah, not the kudah. I can understand that. Over here, if they know, if the people who are standing in formation, they know why they are, you know, forming this, they're standing there. If you tell me that there is a melacha involved, then why does he, like basically like Rashi, when they know about it, there's a melacha, it's a melacha boina, well then, what's he talking about? Why can't someone say something about shaking mazes, and it does have a shame lechita, doesn't have a shame lechita, the chumra, the kula, just say like Rashi and finish. The family doesn't mention that at all. It is derech boina, it's not derech boina, it's mashma. There's no actual melacha. Well then, if there's no melacha, then what's the problem if it was done the mazes?
It's just a kanas.
But why do I have to come on to that? Just say, it's also because it's a melacha point and finished. Why does he have to come on to this thing? Oh, because since it was done the mazes, there won't be a mechitza lekula. You're not allowed to do it. Finish, because it's an issa baina. You know, look, you could say, you know what, he agrees with the Yisod of Rashi that it is baina. It is baina. As opposed to other Rishonim who say there's no melach. Now what, he doesn't agree with Rashi that it's done with Shalom Adar, then it's not baina. Yeah? He doesn't agree with that. So therefore he comes on to this thing about Shogeg is done. But it wouldn't work. How can you ask somebody to do a melach of a Shogeg? The Mashmuas is, there is no melacha if it's done at all over here. So if there is no melacha, then why if you don't believe it, would there be any problem? And the answer is, anyone remember what we said? What was that? The answer is that he said there's a cloud. Once Chazal has given us a cloud, that a mechitza which is formed on Shabbos, at least I hear done, a mechitza which is formed on Shabbos, if it's done, believe it. It doesn't get a shame mechitza. Yes, the siba behind it, the impetus behind it was because, generally speaking, putting up a mechitza involves a melacha. But once Chazal had given us a cloud, that a mechitza which is formed the mazid is not a mechitza, that is the lotion of the Arminian. I don't know if you remember, we had this discussion with Mr. Keller about this, that is his lotion. It is not a mechitza at all, lekula. The oivazoi, that's what's going on over here. If you put a person there and he knows about it, even though there's no melacha, I don't agree with Rashi. This is not a melacha with human beings. However, if he knows about it, it won't get a shame mechitza lekula. It won't help you to allow the cheder to come back in. It won't help to be machshir the sukkah. Masha Egen, if you do it shelo nada, then it's all right. Why? I'm not being machshir somebody because there is actually no malach over here. And would it get a shame mechitza? Yes, because the mechitza we should put up the shogeg. The person making the mechitza didn't realize there's any issue in, you know, any issue, or he didn't realize he was putting up the mechitza, whatever it is, it gets the same mechitza, even the kula.
I don't understand that. So we're saying that there's no melacha at all, so we realize that nothing wrong has really happened. It's the Rabbonim has put a sort of melacha on it, it has done amazing. And therefore, it's only got to say mechitza.
The Rabbana said that mechitza which is formed the mezid, it's a chiddush what we're suggesting.
Yeah.
That the mechitza which is formed the mezid does not get a shame mechitza on Shabbos. Yeah. So for all dinim lekula, it's as if there is no mechitza there. And therefore, that carries over even into a case that there's no actual melacha.
And if it's b'shogeg, there's no melachas, it's fine. You can do what you like, as it were, but no melachas really.
Correct. If it was actually a melacha, you wouldn't be able to ask them to do it. It's very nice saying b'shogeg, you get the same mechitza, but how can you be much of that?
Yeah.
I think it goes into misasik.
According to Rashi, then
it's not much for itself, misasik. Yeah, go on.
According to Rashi, then the meth say, Kabona is like the melacha de Rabban. Straight out
the Rabbanon, it could be a Melacha de Rabbanon, it could be.
Yeah.
No problem if it's not a Melacha de Raisa.
Yes, yes.
But soft calls on, it's a Melacha. But what we're saying is, it's not a Melacha. And to be absolutely clear, by the way, to be absolutely clear, more in Rashi, because the Taz, he says he doesn't understand this whole thing about if it's done the Mezid. If it's done the mazid, actually maybe even in the the Taz, maybe he even asked it over here, I think the Taz asked it on the Rabbi Yonasan. He says, I don't understand, but Rabbi Chista knows about it. So it is being made the mazid.
He's not saying the
melacha,
right?
So he says, but we said it's very geshmak, it's not a problem. Because Rabbi Chista is not the one making the mechitza.
Yeah.
The people are the ones making the mechitza. In the case of a Kli, 100%. The person who's putting the Kli in place, he's making the mechitza. But when you're dealing with people, even a behemoth, maybe. Probably. Right? But with human beings who've got their own da'at, even if you instruct them and you ask them to go there, the fact is, they themselves, walking into formation, they are making the mechitza. So therefore, it's probably on them whether it's mezid or shogeg, whether it's da'at or shalom shalom da'at. Of course, that's the seems to be pshat. Rashi, and even Rabbeinu Yonasan. Then we move on to the third pshat, and that was the Chiddush Yoran. The Chiddush Yoran said something else, and he says very, very clearly, there is no melacha. It's very clearly there is no melacha. He says the issue is what we call upsha milsa. If somebody knows about it, if even one person knows about it, it can lead to confusion, and next time they'll think you can even do it with cable. So therefore, you have to make sure it's shalom edah. Right? That's the shot of the Rabbeinu, the Chiddush Yoran thing. And it is similar to that, maybe slightly different, but that is the shot that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Avodah Zarah, from the Rashba. And that is Zilzul Shabbos. You know, if people know what's going on, then Shabbos just becomes, you're making a joke of Shabbos. It's a little bit similar. I don't know if it's a gezeira, because what it'll lead to is some of Zilzul in Shabbos. It begins when we have three strict four mahalchot. Mahalik number one is Rashi, is the Chiluk, Midas, Shalom Midas is whether it's a melacha. The Hainu, if it's Midas, then I understand why it's also. Why? Because you're doing a melacha. Albeit probably a melacha de Rabbanon. שלא ידע, יתנו דרך פיניאן. It's בכלום, לא לבד לא יכול בין. Then you go to Rabbi Yerushalayim who says, how do you do the locha? If it's midaf, then the problem is, the mechitza won't get a shame mechitza. If it's shame midaf, then it won't get a shame mechitza. Simple as that. Then you've got the Chiddushara. He says, because if it's midaf, no else will locha, no else peshat won't get a shame mechitza. It won't get a shame mechitza, because there'll be a word. But you're not allowed to do it, at least a chatzir, you're not allowed to do it, because of shamilta. And what it can lead to. If you ever, we can discuss. But the pshat is, that's why you can't do it a chatzir. And then you got this rashba, it says, apparently it says, oh, zilzul Shabbos. It's because if people know what's going on, it becomes, oh, Shabbos becomes cheaper. Now, we said, depending on which reason you follow, there could be nafka minute. Let's start with one nafka minute. Nafka minute number one is, what happens if, at some point, people realize why you formed this mechitza? In other words, not straight away, but whilst, let's say, Nehemiah is walking, they realize what's going on. Would that be a problem or not? So the Ritual says black and white that it is not a problem. Which we said fits very nicely with Rashi. Because since according to Rashi, the issue in Das, why don't we want the people to know? Because then you've got a problem with Boina. You're doing Boina with Das. Well, when is the act of Boina? When they stand in formation. Once they're in line, I couldn't care less when they now realize. Because the Boina, the act of Boina has already been done. And since it was done without Das, there was no Melacha. So the Ritual fits perfectly with Rashi. What about the Rabbeinu Yonason? But it didn't, poshut. The Rabbeinu Yonason said it's to do with when Chazal said that the Chizah which is constructed with Das is not a Chizah. The Kula, well, that's at the time you're making a Mechitza. If after making a Mechitza people realize, who cares? Also, yes, so far so good?
Yes.
The question is, what about according to the Chiddush Aram and the Rashba? There, it's not so possible. Because there, maybe, especially Zilzul for sure. And even if Shemilta, if you're worried about what it could lead to, it could be, if people realize subsequently, it could be a problem. And that was the mashmos of the Mordechai B'Shem the Maharam. He seems to say that if at any point people are going to realize, then it's no good. That was his loshen. His loshen was, really from the ensuing piece of Gemara, but he wants to say, we'll see if there's Hashem in the hopefully tomorrow, the when we continue on in the Gemara, you can't use the same people twice, because once they realize, you know, after the first time they'll realize the second time, and he says, Hashem is. It can't be like to have been a man, to be the other shall song to have machitza, in our face of a machitza, don't use the machitza again. Alpha gav davu shalala das, even though it is shalala das, shema yargishu ba dover, kodo shia spiku, ligmara dover.
Yes, we said it
happened. It's a dark from the Gemara because it says kula das, the next bit of Gemara.
The problem is that it's at the time of making the mechitza. That's what's critical. The das.
Are you sure? According to that's the Maharam? Then it wouldn't be kula das, it would be lada.
I thought that's what we learnt at the time.
No, we, according to most, we've said, according to Rashi, the Ritual says it's black and white. And that's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Ritual goes with the Ritual. However, this Maharam quoted by the Mordechai, his lotion is Shemayargishu Kodim Shiaspiku Ligmar Adobo. Does that mean before they managed to complete the making of the Mechitza, or before they managed to complete whatever they were planning to do? If it's before they finish making the Mechitza, then what pshat and what he says afterwards? He says, because now you understand why it says Kelodah, not Lodah. What's Kelodah? You may be right. Maybe Yitzhakah means before they manage to finish making the Mechitza. Okay, so something to think about. But as I said, if Yitzhakah holds there is a problem, then surely that would only work if you went with either the Chiddush Aram or this reason of the Rashba. Then there's a mockery to be done. According to Rashi, it doesn't make any sense. Why would it's totally on the Mechitza of Mechitza, like the Ritzvot says. According to Rabbi Yerushalayim, Zechazot. The others, you, maybe yes, maybe not. What else do we have? What other Maskim is? Anyone remember? There was another possibility, and that is that this. Just end with this. I think we're more or less time up. But is, there's not we'll look at it properly tomorrow in the Rambam, but we understand Zecha, the person, the people who are actually in the Mechitza itself, they can't know about it. That we understand. What about, and the person who is orchestrating it, that's our Chitza, he obviously knows about it. What about the person who is going to be benefiting from it, such as Nehemiah, or the person who is going to be eating in the Sukkah, or something like that? Is he allowed to know about it, at least at the time when you're making the Mechitza? So if you went with Rashi, why not? He's not the one who's making the Mechitza, why can't he know about it? The issue is the people who are actually making the Mechitza, that's not him. If you go with the Rabbi Yerushalayim, same thing. Who cares whether he knows about it? However, if you say it's to do with Zilzul more than Upshah, I think Zilzul makes more of a reason that there would be an issue, then you could say, look, the Chista, he's not involved in the actual making of the Mechitza. He's not personally benefiting from it. So for him, it's not Kosher Zulzul of Shabbos or anything like that. But for the people who are involved in the making of the Mechitza, or the person who's actually going to be benefiting from it, then there's more of a Kosher Zulzul and Shabbos. Maybe then there would be a problem. Then Hashem will take it from here tomorrow. The Rambam, we'll see, is the one who seems to say that it is a problem. If, let's say, Nehemiah would know about it. Nehemiah also can't know about it. The only problem is, in Hilchos Sukkah, as is mashma from the Gemara, it says, Yam is Odom, it's mashma the person himself who wants to eat there, he himself can ask the person to stand there. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah does not seem to be bothered by the fact that the person who's going to be eating there, that he knows why that person is standing there. It's only dependent on the person who's making the Mechitza that he shouldn't know about it. What's the difference between Shabbos, Erev, whatever you want to call it, and the case of Sukkah? There's our chance. We'll see if we can wrap up this whole Indian tomorrow, hopefully with one final Chazal Hashem.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.